Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The only reason to watch NFL football, and Roger Goodell knows this, otherwise he wouldn't have sold his soul to DraftKings and FanDuel and any organization that he can connect himself with in the NFL. Right? Remember they used to laugh at this. They used to make the Greek come on and pretend like he wasn't talking about betting money on a game. He would say to Phyllis George, well, if you were inclined to take an interest in this game. It's like, what are you talking about, Greek? You're sending it in with both fists. We know that. The point spread is the only important thing. It was taboo to mention gambling. In any form,
in any way,
connected with the National Football League. And now every betting slob is welcome for a free lunch at Goodell's house. All you have to do is show a losing ticket from some casino. Yeah, come on in, Lou. How much did you lose? Well, that's too bad. I tell you what, we got another full slate of games coming up this week, and I got just the pick for you. Goodell will be touting games pretty soon on FanDuel.
Honestly.
That'll be great. This week, I really like Cleveland with the points against Kansas City.
Like the commission's takes, and then you'd go to Roger Goodell in that room he did the draft from 2 years ago.
Yeah. He's buried in the basement there with, like, the gold sheet. Pouring over stats and sabermetrics. The agent to the stars, Brett Tesser. Welcome to the show. How excited do you get? And there's still, I guess, you know, I'm watching a crawl last night, and I'm thinking, look at all of these guys being announced as out for the season. Still some maneuvering to be made before the season even gets underway around the National Football League. Has your phone been ringing, my friend?
My phone's not ringing because all my players are pretty much squared away. I'm abnormally excited. In fact, I'm heading up to Tampa tomorrow. I represent a linebacker on the Cowboys and a guy on the Bucks. It's going to be great to be there for the opening game for sure.
You going to do one of those deals and wear like a half a Bucks and half a Cowboys jersey to the game?
No, I'm going to do like Don King. I'm going to leave with whoever wins.
Only Steve Smoger, the referee. He was known as Let Him Bleed. Remember that guy, Steve Smoger?
Ref
a lot of big fights.
Let Him Bleed.
Let Him Bleed, Steve Smoger.
Most of your references, nobody knows what you said.
Only he would have, you know, maintained the contention that the Marlins were still alive in 1971.
That was his motto, Let Him Bleed.
Let Him Bleed, yes.
Was he Ivan Drago?
Paramedics were attending to the guy in the corner. Hey, one more round, kid.
Let Him Bleed.
Let Him
one
Bleed. I mean, a lot of people like that, though. They think it should be a fight to the finish.
Oh, Jesus.
They have that whole gladiator mentality about boxing and any kind of blood sport like that.
The time.
Wake up with Defo, joined by Luby. Welcome to The Defo Show.
Welcome back to the show. Good morning once again, everybody. Great to have you with us. If you're just tuning in, very nice for you to do so here on 940 Winds, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. It's the ALT Defo Show, presented by Destination Sport Miami, Altitude International, and, of course, Destination Sport Miami. We introduced them to the world. Nearly a million square feet of indoor athletic facilities. With virtually everything, including video games. People from, what was the name of that company? KGK or something like that, Luby?
KJK.
Is that the big video game
KJK.
Company? KJK? KGB? Nonetheless, they're putting together something terrific there. So that's going to be great and just getting started. And once they get that thing erected, it's going to be a big thing for Miami. We're happy about that. I was getting excited just thinking about it. Remember when you used to try to bribe, like talk about squeezing a guy at 20? See, you probably you missed out on a lot growing up when you did, Mike Luby, a little bit. So it was a kinder, gentler world, and it was a lot more fun because I was always attracted to the hustle. And the big thing was to try to hustle the keys off the school superintendent and get access to the gym at night or during hours where it otherwise would have been closed because you didn't have a lot of indoor facilities. But if you could get to know the school custodian, see, I was always very nice to the school custodian. A lot of people treated that guy like crap. I don't know how you looked at the school custodian, Luby. Usually he was shouting things like, hey, pick up those papers over there. So you didn't really care
for
the guy.
I didn't know them well, but he treated them with respect.
Always good to, I don't know that you want to consider, you know, somebody in that category among the little people, but, you know, always good to treat people with respect. You never know if it's going to pay dividends for you later on, especially if you needed the key to the gym. But you know what really went a long way, and this comes under the heading of squeeze me a 20. And back then, like a 5 was a big number. A dollar was big. In fact, for a dollar at any baseball or football game, you could pay off one of those ushers with the mitts that we often talk about. So you missed out on that too, right? Where the guy had this big, greasy glove, and they would wipe down a seat and then put the other palm out because you were supposed to grease them with a buck for cleaning off the seat and guiding you to your seat. You don't do that at ball games anymore, right? Do you ever tip an usher?
No.
They don't take any receipts either. I mean, some people do. I think they do at Hard Rock Stadium. Do the ushers actually guide you down to your seats if you're sort of, hey, where are these?
Yeah, they're good at stadiums. They help.
Panther games, does that happen? I haven't been to a Heat game in a while, I have to admit. It's been a long time. When was the last time you were at a Miami Heat basketball game, Mike Louie Lubitz?
The year after the Big Three. I mean, it's been like 5 years. Games are at 9, so in Miami. Like, it just doesn't work with the show.
It's tough, yeah. No, it's a real tough grind there, unless they're doing something really special. I don't know what would motivate me to go down there. Perhaps Game 7 of the Finals against the Lakers this year. That might. Hey, Pat, you know, it was great you did that tribute for a 10-year anniversary. How about a couple of ducats for the final there? That might be a tough ticket to get. But nonetheless, it was great because for a buck at any game in New York, $1, you could go sit in the box seats. Now, the tickets themselves were only $3.50, Luby. Imagine that, $3.50 to sit just over the dugout there where you could harass the opposing team all night long. It was great. But that same buck was a buck that you reluctantly gave up to the poor Bowery bums that were making your windshield opaque as you came out of the tunnel there and entered into New York City. Always had great empathy for those people. But the hustle is good, and you won't have to hustle, though, once this destination sport Miami is in full swing. They're going to have 18 regulation NBA basketball courts. Is that possibly going to be in use at all times? That's amazing. Two, like, hockey rinks, football fields. Going to be pretty incredible. So no need to bribe the custodian anymore with a couple of dollars to get into the gym. All right, we do have something that you can get into for free here, and all you have to do is give us a call. The Exotica Expo, the largest adult event in the U.S. dedicated to love and sex. Two things that we need a lot more of, do we not? Mike Luby Lubitz, love.
Yes, sir.
And sex. This is taking place over 3 days. It's the 17th through the 19th. Exotica, created for like-minded adults who are looking to celebrate sexy. We have freebie tickets if you call in on the show and you want them. All you have to do is ask for them. 866-801-0940. 866-801-0940. Of course, your comments on the various events of the weekend are more than welcome here on the ALT Defo Show, including the Finns' 17-16 victory over the Pats, which inspired thoughts of what, Mike Luby Lubitz? Inspired thoughts of what? Is Tua a proven franchise quarterback? This struck me during a game. It was part of my notes here. I went Kajemi a little bit in the first half. I actually wrote a couple of things down.
I believe you.
Problem is I can't find them.
I was going to say, can you read them? I thought you would have them, just not be able to read them.
I could read them if I could find the thing, but I really have no idea where I left these notes. But I do remember some of the things that I jotted down, and one of them is one of my all-time favorites, which is don't get cute. What on earth? So, you know, I don't mind. Is this a college team where you bring in the backup quarterback for, like, a quarterback sneak? Yeah. They brought in Jacoby Brissett a couple of times. Now, the sneak worked, right? And he is much more powerful and bigger and better physically constructed than Tua to run a quarterback sneak, a play that Tom Brady excelled at, surprisingly, even though he essentially had no legs and wasn't a guy that was going to be running around. No, I mean, he's just like a stump. He's on a dolly, this guy, Tom Brady. No legs. Couldn't get to the outside if you paid him. And yet was dynamite on quarterback sneaks, was he not? Very successful. Extremely high success rate. Quarterback sneaks of a yard or less over the many years he was with the Patriots especially. I don't know. Is Arians making him run the quarterback sneak? He likes it.
He loves
kinda
it.
Digs it, right?
Yeah, I don't
get
know
your head in there.
I know what he's doing with the Bucks, but yes, with the Patriots, he was unstoppable.
Were you the guy that when somebody came back to the huddle in a Sandlot game and said, you know what we have to do? We got to get somebody that has some guts that's going to run the ball right up the middle, put their head down and run it right up the middle. Were you the guy that said, yeah, hand it to me? No, I wasn't.
We didn't do huddles. We never did huddles.
You didn't do huddles? Sandlot games?
We would just run routes. People would just run willy-nilly, and you would find the open guy.
That must have been so. How many Mississippis were you counting?
What was it, seven? Isn't it seven?
So you were constantly seven. In a hurry-up offense. That kind of explains the pace of the way you conduct your life, Mike Lubitz.
It was very hurry-up, constantly.
You got to slow it down a tick, man. Get in the huddle there and go, okay, Joe, you run a button hook. Fred, you run down by the Buick over there, and then as soon as you get behind the hood, cut to the right. I'll hit you in stride. Tua, don't get cute, right? It backfired on the Miami Dolphins. What are they doing? I mean, was Brian Flores just looking to rub Belichick's nose in the fact that he couldn't handle the Wildcat many years ago before Flores was even here? I mean, sending in Brissett in a situation, and then Brissett can't get the play. They end up getting a delay of game penalty. That sets him back 5 yards, and wasn't the subsequent play, and this is where I need my notes, like an horrendous sack of Tua 20 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Behind the line of scrimmage?
Yes.
So, I mean, just don't get cute. What are you talking about? This is the Patriots. Not time to mess around.
Get rid of the ball. That's the one thing, Tua. He was better yesterday, but still had moments where you were like, I literally exclaimed, and Shreddy's like, shut up. It just, it caught me off guard because he was just running around. I was like, dude, throw it out of bounds. Once you're out of the pocket, throw it out of bounds. Don't just fling it up. Don't just hold on to it. Throw it out of bounds.
He came very close to making a couple of bonzoic plays in that ballgame, Tua Tagovailoa, for all the praise that was being heaped upon him. That first drive, that opening drive, was a thing of beauty, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I thought, my God, they're going to beat these guys by 35 points.
And they didn't do that the rest of the game. They did those plays like twice the rest of the game.
Very confusing watching Dolphin football, trying to figure out exactly what this team is. Many other things happening. The Canes, are Canes fans flipping out today saying, hey, we really got something going here after this Appalachian State win? You're the one that follows these guys on Twitter. They're happy they won.
Yeah, most of them are happy they won. And I can't say anything, but I don't think that's something to be happy about. Remember, this is year three for Manny Diaz. This is the year that they were top 15 ranked. This is the year they got an extra eligibility out of Derrick King. So they're supposed to be that second or third best team in the ACC. I mean, I guess they are, but that's because the ACC is dreadful.
We thought Larry Coker, who was a popular coach, could coach a little bit, though we found out he couldn't.
Yep.
Remember that? Larry Coker. He won two straight national championships, got robbed with the second one, would have been undefeated 2 years in a row. Of course, these were players recruited by the great Butch Davis. So Coker prospered there in his first couple of years. The new coaches for the Hurricanes have not had that kind of good fortune. They have usually had to come into a situation that was sort of on the underside of negativity and try to make something happen. Now, Manny Diaz was not presented with the greatest of situations, but has he done anything with it to make you think, wow, this is the guy, or are we just in a long run of Larry Coker's, of Randy Shannon's, of Al Golden? Al Golden for Al Golden Chevrolet. Mark Richt, who didn't really seem to have his heart in it, did he? Mark Richt. Everybody thought that was going to be the solution to the problem long term, that Richt was going to turn everything around. Didn't happen. Although he had some success. And then now this Manny Diaz, I mean, that's Meshuggah. It turns out Notre Dame wasn't a very good team, as
good.
We witnessed with them almost losing to Toledo and Florida State going down to Jacksonville State. We know Alabama's a great team. I think that'll be in evidence, and it'll be interesting to see what they can do against the Gators going to the Swamp this week as 15-point favorites. We'll find out a little bit more about Alabama. They had a cream puff on the schedule. We also saw highly overrated Ohio State go down to Oregon over the weekend.
That was crazy.
How about that? This Ryan Day, man, he didn't know how to handle a loss. He's never lost a regular season game. That was his first loss in a regular season, Ryan Day.
Yep.
Unbelievable. He was, just absolutely catatonic after the ball game. He was nuts. And Mario Cristobal, who a lot of people think isn't a great coach, nonetheless pulls it off. And Oregon moves in firmly into the top 10 now. Where are they, like sixth?
They should
Oregon,
be. Oregon
jumps
be
up
top
in the
five.
Rankings. Yeah.
I mean, that was a huge win.
But the Canes are nowhere right now, absolutely nowhere. They somehow hung on to the top 25. How is that possible? They're ranked 24th in the country. After an embarrassment where they had a lifeless listless effort against, albeit a great Alabama team. And were they not somewhat lifeless and listless in this game against Appalachian State? They were trailing at halftime and needed a last-second field goal to pull it out. Ship has sailed, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that to be the case. The ship has sailed. It'll never be the same again. Now, we've known that for a while, but how long does it take to admit to yourself what you know to be the truth, Mike Luby-Libitz? When you look at that man in the mirror, how long does it take for you to admit, I'm a loser? No, I don't know. The Canes don't necessarily have to see themselves as losers.
I am a loser. Hopefully it's what I wanted the Jacksonville State game to be for Florida State until they lost. Then I lost all faith. Hopefully it's a lesson learned and they get better and they play tougher. I don't think there's room to play better. Like, I don't like their offensive line as much as it was supposed to be ballyhooed. Their defense is not good, which is what I thought it would be. And Derek King is coming back from an ACL where he really shouldn't be playing now. And he's playing fine, but he doesn't have the bounce. He doesn't have the juke ability he used to have, and that's really what made him great.
Who spent more years in college, Derek King or John Blutarski?
Yeah, it's his sixth year, so I would say King.
They had a cat back in the day when I was doing Canes basketball. Very good player who unfortunately got a knee injury the very first practice that he was involved in. They had a little midnight madness. Leonard Hamilton went to adopt the old thing people excited about Canes basketball. And in front of the four people that were there that night, Steve Frazier blew out his knee. This was before our orthopedics had made the kind of progress they have where a guy comes back the next day from knee surgery. And unfortunately, he never was the same player that he was that Leonard recruited, who was averaging over 30 points a game in New York high school basketball, which is no small accomplishment. But he was in school for 6 years. So De'Aaron King, what, 6 years now with
yes,
De'Aaron King?
Yes, sixth season, yeah.
All right. I mean, that was very unimpressive. It was depressing, actually. I was texting back and forth with Mike Mayo, the gambling gourmet, and he was saying, this is ugly. And fortunately for the Canes, I mean, imagine if they hadn't pulled that out. Canes would be on hold on suicide hotline.
It would be really bad,
right?
Yes.
Now,
if Canes they had found a way to lose that game, it would be like what Jacksonville State did to FSU. Appalachian State's a better program, but Miami's also supposed to have more expectations. Like, before that, to me, if FSU won six games, that was a win this year for me because that's doubling their wins. It's showing growth and showing progress. That's all I wanted from Norvell. The Canes are expecting to win 9-10 games. So to lose Appalachian State would have been abysmal. To win, you can breathe a little bit and be like, okay, we're not where we want to be, but it's a lesson learned. And that's the hope, I guess, for Canes fans.
I go back to 1983, Louie, and your call, the pesky Pirates of East Carolina had us on the ropes there. Beverly was stomping on her hat on the sidelines there, and we managed to eke one out, 14-12, I believe, was the final. And we went on to win a national championship that year with a big upset over Nebraska in the Orange Bowl. You'll remember that game, Bernie Kosar, the fumble Ruski.
One.
So it happens, see, I don't know. What is Appalachian State very late? I couldn't believe it was out of 2007 when they beat Michigan. Is that a misprint somewhere? And then they had a couple of other big wins, Appalachian State. It's not like they're a total fraud, but to give the Canes that kind of a problem after they just got embarrassed by Alabama at home, and the big story is a cat that was rescued from falling from the roof. That's not favorable to the program overall. All right, give us a call here. Anything that you thought about the football weekend? It was great. And, of course, Djokovic denied the Grand Slam. Rod Laver was in attendance. He was rooting for him. The crowd was 1,000% behind Djokovic in this thing. And it's Daniil Medvedev, who does. He really does look like he could have been a roommate of Ted Kaczynski, doesn't he? He looks like some kind of... just strange guy, right? Where he's mailing out anthrax. Okay, Biden, I got your address, right? That kind of guy. But, wow, what a tennis player. And he took advantage of Djokovic, who seemed to be exhausted. That'll be the subject of today's Deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files, which is coming up quicker than I care to admit. Here on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I only say that because, once again, we have abused the format. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Oh, and call us if you want these Exotica tickets, 866-801-0940. No takers on that, Luby? We have a stack of these things, do we not?
Yeah, so let's
stack.
Keep, talking about it, and I feel like we will get calls.
You should be making appearances at these kind of things.
I'm about to appear if I'm going to
go. John Holmes of radio. No?
We'll be there.
I know you're going.
Yeah, we'll be
all right. Back in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Did we establish anything there in that segment? It's 727.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Here we are, 9 seconds left. Gators first down, 37-yard line, left hash. Snap to Franks. Franks dropping back.
Nick, there's a guy open.
Nick,
there's a guy open.
Nick,
it's our guy.
Oh my God. 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 He did it. He did it. He did it. What? What? Oh my God. It's a miracle. Oh my God. Again, yeah.
The Modern Day Odd Couple, Defoe and Louie, are on now. It is, of course, The Defoe Show.
Jason Cole going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour of the program. Jason Cole, always dynamite on the NFL. Many interesting games yesterday. Lots of interesting results. Great performances by different people. People that might least be expected to have those kind of performances. And other superstars like Aaron Rodgers found himself... See, now that was the whole issue, right? He was upset that they drafted Jordan Love, although it turned out not to be the case, right? Didn't like that he wasn't in the loop, doesn't like the way that the Green Bay Packers operate, and he ended up getting splinters on his rear end in a 38-3 blowout loss to the New Orleans Saints in Jacksonville yesterday. That was interesting. Cleveland KC, a good ball game. The Rams with Stafford looked pretty hot. Ravens and the Raiders tonight, completing the NFL week. The Marlins on the air later on this evening, a 7:05 start for their game against Washington. We need the Fish to go 11-8 the rest of the way in an impossible Man of La Mancha-type dream. A race to 71 victories would seem fairly meaningless to most who are following the wild card chase and the fact that the Yankees are in a downward spiral that seems to be unending as they lost to the Mets yesterday. Lindor in Stanton got into it a little bit. Did you catch that, Louie? That was kind of interesting. No. Stanton's rounding the bases. He was upset with Lindor. Lindor ended up hitting a home run. Stanton had another one. He's got 27, even though he only plays half the season. So not a bad number there for Giancarlo Stanton. But ended up, they squared off. The two teams were all out there on the field, angry with each other. As the Yanks have lost, get this, they've lost 10.5 games in the wild card chase to the Toronto Blue Jays, who have surpassed them now. And now hold one of the wild card spots if the season ended today. Blue Jays on fire, by the way, Mike Lubitz. This will be interesting, too, because I didn't check the batting average stats or RBIs. I would imagine Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is up there in both of those still.
Yes.
But he now is tied for the league lead with Ohtani for home runs. Still a possibility he could either win and or come very close to winning the Triple Crown for a team that made a late September drive to make the postseason and not win the league MVP. How is that possible? Because of Shohei Ohtani, right?
Yes.
Now, Ohtani got shelled in his last start. He got absolutely clobbered, annihilated.
He slowed down a lot. If Vladdy can keep it up and the Blue Jays can make the playoffs, Vladdy may steal it from Shohei. He's been good all year, and team success does matter, too, when it comes to MVPs.
That would really be something, though. I mean, if the guy wins a Triple Crown, how do you not make him the league
MVP? Well, and Ohtani as a pitcher has been good but not great and has slowed down a lot as a hitter.
Shelled in his last game. He got absolutely tagged on virtually every pitch. All right, Marlins baseball tonight. The Greek, who was 4-0, he led the pack of our handicappers. Brandon Lang, 3-2-1 on the week. The Greek, 4-0, an absolutely pristine, clean record. He has yet to lose a game this year. with his selections on Friday. And Mark Lawrence, do we know where Mark Lawrence stands going into tonight's game? Because I know he likes the Raiders tonight.
Yeah, we're waiting on him for tonight. I gave his number, but because we're waiting on him for tonight, I sort of...
We can't hear you, Luby. You're talking to the wind there. What are you doing? Turn the microphone.
Talking near the microphone.
There you go. Try that. That's good. All right. Never mind. He's
2-0-1 right now. 2-0-1 right now, waiting on tonight. He has a push. So he has two wins, no losses, a push, and we're waiting for tonight.
All right, that's not bad, though, with a Greek 4-0 and Lawrence 2-0.
And Ken, the professor was, I think, 3-1, actually. We're waiting on his Aussie rules.
All right. So we gave you winners up the yin-yang.
Yes, a lot
of people, the wise guys, all like the Texans in their game. The Texans over Jacksonville, which they won in a rout. Texans over Jacksonville, even though the Texans had so many problems. They got Tyrod Taylor in there for Deshaun Watson. Now, Big Al was texting me throughout the Dolphin game that if the Finns had Watson, they would be a championship team, that they have enough talent to be there.
And his boy Herbert didn't look that great, by the way. Tua had just almost as good a stat line as the wonderful Justin Herbert.
I still reserve judgment on Tua.
Is he a guy that
can carry you to a title? Yeah.
He should.
Didn't convince me yesterday. Back with more in a moment. A deal Volkswagen, the Forest Files on tap. Jason Cole in the 8 o'clock hour. John Congemi goes Dateline Dolphins with us. Should be very interesting with John. And that's happening from 9 to 10 today, every Monday here on the show with the great John Congemi. Dateline Dolphins brought to you by Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill. It's the ALT Defoe Show presented by Destination Sport Miami. Big new facility, and wow, a lot of exciting things happening there. And, of course, with Altitude International revolutionizing the way games are being played. We'll be back with more in a moment on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Now that.
The time.
3 o'clock today for the Greek, man. 4-0. Nice job, Greek. It's 7:38. We haven't had that feeling here since 1969. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Anna and the gang at Deal are saying goodbye to summer and hello to autumn with their first fall sale of the year. Raking the deals on all remaining 2021 models and falling in savings on the 2022s as well. Anna makes buying or leasing a Volkswagen easy, and Volkswagen makes cars that are absolute fun to drive. Enjoy savings on all Jetta models, Tiguan models, Atlas models, and more. And you can count on Deal to always offer exceptional prices, selection, and the best service. Leave it to Anna and her team to get you a great deal. Say so long to summer and spice up your life with a new Volkswagen. Visit Deal today at the classic location, 3601 Bird Road. Tell them Defoe sent you, or visit DealVolkswagen.com, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers, including me, that say it's all about the D-E-E-L. You might have thought we were talking about the Miami Dolphins' big win over the New England Patriots on the road to start the season after hearing the headline for this edition of the Deal Volkswagen DeForest Files. But that was just one of many thrilling events that took place over this sporting weekend. And besides, the 74 Super Bowl was only 47 years ago, so this goes back even further. The last Grand Slam win in tennis, four majors in the same calendar year, happened in 1969 when Rod Laver, Rocket Rod, did it, winning three titles on grass and one on clay to take all four Slam events in the same year. There was an excellent chance it was about to happen again, as Serbian sensation Novak Djokovic was set to make history on two fronts in the final of the U.S. Open men's singles yesterday in the Big Apple. Joker was on the precipice of winning the Slam in the same calendar year after sweeping Australia, the French, and Wimbledon, and despite showing some small signs of vulnerability in this one, seemed primed to not only win the Slam, but become the all-time leader in Grand Slam victories with 21, breaking a three-way dead heat great Roger Federer and the always electrifying Rafael Nadal. After overcoming the young German Sasha Zverev in a five-set bloodbath on Friday, he would have to beat Daniil Medvedev, deemed by many to be the one man who posed a real threat to his date with history and destiny in the U.S. Open finale. It could be said Novak is the most difficult man to close out in all of sports history, and that's saying a lot with guys like Jordan, Brady, Kobe, Bird, Gibson, Ali, so many of the greats find ways to win when not necessarily on their best stuff or no matter how overwhelming the challenge might be. In tennis, Steffi and Serena were certainly no slouches in that category, and who would want to stare down Tiger with all the money on the table on a golf course? But Joker is perhaps in a league of his own in this category. Even down two breaks in the final set and down two sets as well, You still never can count this guy out, no matter how overwhelming the circumstances appear. So congrats to Medvedev for winning his first slam in straight sets in front of a highly motivated crowd of exuberant and vocal New Yorkers who came to witness history being made. Waver was there, Billie Jean, Brad Pitt, Oprah. They were all on hand to witness something special. It didn't happen. Perhaps the rigors of a rough late draw and the mileage put on Joker's body to get to this point did him in. But while it would be difficult for anyone to be in this position again, you have to tip your hat to a man who came within one match of doing it. It's a story that should not be secondary to a spectacular opening to the NFL season, and one, unfortunately, we will be unlikely to see develop to this point anytime soon. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files. This is great. We're at the launch here for Destination Sport Miami, a new presenting sponsor here of the Defoe Show. Jeff DeForest. We've got Mike Luby Lubitz. Levon Hernandez, of course, part of that championship team, 1997, and it was a great run through the playoffs. How many did you strike out in that game with Eric Gregg and the Braves?
15.
15?
A lot of people say, no, it's a lot of big strike zone.
How big was that strike zone? I mean, you know, have you ever seen one as favorable before?
The problem is he give me the chance. Graham Maddox is pitching on the other side for the break.
Oh, well, Maddox.
And he got a big strike zone, more bigger than me. You know, and people blame me. Oh, you got Eddie Gray behind. Say, so, yeah, bro, the other side is Graham Maddox. He's calling outside, too.
I was wondering if you ever heard from Fred McGriff.
No.
We say he's still standing at home plate there. Stuck.
Yeah, he tried to walk to first base. You know, I'm surprised he called that. When I throw the curve, that you see behind home plate,
yeah,
the curve, Charlie Jones will catch him a perfect way.
Yep.
But if you see it from behind home plate, it looks like it's a strike.
Yeah.
And when you see it from behind the pitcher, I think it's a ball.
Like 3 feet outside. Yeah.
I throw the curve, I waited for Jones to throw me the ball back, and you see my move, I said, oh, yeah.
You gave me Usain Bolt?
Yes, you're ready for the
walk. You had it before Bolt.
I said, thank you.
Yes.
Levon Hernandez, great catching up with you.
The only way to get your morning started is with Defoe, joined by Luby, right here on The Defoe Show.
This is, of course, the Destination Sport Miami Defoe Show here, 941, 1230 The Zone, the iHeartRadio app. If you miss anything on the show, check out our podcast, 941wins.com, iHeartRadio app, iHeartRadio.com, keyword Defoe, D-E-F-O. You have another Defoe Files coming to you at about 8:30. We will talk with Jason Cole, NFL insider, at 8:20. And at 8:50, you'll have a Luby's Law. Yes, Luby's Law is back, brought to you by Horizon Public Adjusters. If you have anything wrong with your home or office, give Justina Testa a call, 954-809-8752, and they will help you out.
Oh, very good, Mike Luby-Lewitz. Some terrible weather in the area here. Might have affected our ability to broadcast in the usual succinct and clear fashion that we're accustomed to. Levon Hernandez, how about that? Maddox had those plate extenders, Luby.
Yes.
I'm glad he alluded to that. You know, he actually brought that up before we had a chance to do it, which was great, in that conversation with the great Levon Hernandez. Because there is, I don't even think it's McGriff standing at home plate anymore. I think there's a chalk outline of Fred McGriff in the home plate area. You'll see that right around the 10-yard line if you go out to Hard Rock Stadium for the Dolphin game against the Buffalo Bills. Dolphins winners, we'll have Dateline Dolphins, John Congemi. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Jason Cole with an overview of the first week of the National Football League. Of course, a game tonight, Ravens and the Raiders. To complete the week, the Marlins in action tonight on the radio stations. They'll take on Washington. They need to go 11-8. You think the team is aware of that? That they need to go 11-8 to accomplish a run for 71? Call Miggy. See if he's aware of it. So we need this team to be highly motivated the rest of the way. Plus, you don't want to finish in last place. If you're not going to finish first, don't you want to have other incentives, kind of barometers that you want to measure yourself by? You don't want to finish last. They're in a dogfight here. They're facing the team that they're battling for last place or to stay out of the cellar in the National League East. So let's get a little salvation there, guys. We need 11-8 the rest of the way. Big Al says we're going to do it. I'm not sure that he's right. 11-8. Played above a 500 clip for nearly 20 games, for 19 games, when they haven't done that all season long. We'll see if they can pull it off, and we'll win the Deal Volkswagen Run for 71. We're coming back with more. Dolphins winners, the Canes, a very suspect win. Date. I think they were measuring our good friend Don Bailey Jr. for a body bag somewhere around halftime when the Canes were trailing. And there's nobody more optimistic about Canes football and more enthusiastic than Don Bailey Jr., who happens to be a great guy. But, wow, it's not much you can. I mean, can you throw a lot of hyperbole in as the home team announcing team when you're pulling one out? I mean, do you go nuts on the final game-winning field goal against Appalachian State, or you just breathe a collective sigh of relief and say, Manny Diaz could be Larry Coker? No, I don't know. See, I'm not one to campaign for a guy to be fired. I just don't know what the solution is. Do you, Mike Luby?
No.
Lubitz?
And that's my
Will
thing.
They ever see a run of coaches like they had? Where I mean, think about it. You had Howard. You had Jimmy. You had Dennis. You had Butch. All great coaches on a collegiate level especially. And Jimmy, of course, went on to distinguish himself in the pros. And then you've had Larry Coker. That was a popular choice, but turned out to be a big mistake, did it not? Did Larry bury the program, much like Mike Tannenbaum buried the Dolphins and the Jets? Good guy, too. I mean, you couldn't have a moral. He was very much a Joe Philbin type. If you had two coaches that were similar, Coker was a little more lively than Joe Philbin, but one of those guys that you just thought, my God, this guy buried the program. Although, had great results, right? Won a national championship, won his first, did he win 23 straight games as a Hurricanes head coach? And we're denouncing him as if he was a schmink. In hindsight, he was quite a schmink. All right, back with more in a moment here on the ALT Depot Show, presented by Destination Sport Miami. New facility going up here, going to be absolutely sensational. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 7:53.
I mean, if you look at our organization today, and you've seen what we've done, you know, from every aspect except on the playing field, we're probably the first-class organization in the National Football League.
It's now time for The Defoe Show.
Don't stick your head in the mouth of an alligator. And don't get cute with Bill Belichick. Wow, come on, Brian Flores.
Exactly.
What was that?
Well, Tua.
Game on the line there. Wow. I don't like pulling my quarterback in that spot to run a couple of wildcat plays. I understand the Jacoby Brissett thing. Now, if they were planning on what? Is that going to keep him sharp that he runs a couple of quarterback sneaks? Everybody in the stadium knows he's going to run the sneak.
I don't mind if
he
it's like
couldn't stop it, though.
Half a yard, your 6'4", 250-pound quarterback running quarterback sneak. I don't care if they know it. You should still be able to get it. That's fine. But then take him right out after. To then keep him in for two more plays is a total waste of time. They had a waste of time out. It was like a waste. It was worth it.
They didn't get the timeout. They ended up incurring a five-yard
penalty
and then taking an ugly sack for 20 yards and cost them a possible score. Don't get cute against Belichick.
Exactly.
I was like, you know, one thing, as you said, when Shula used to bring in Pete Johnson, he was with the Dolphins for what, like a year or two? Remember the giant running back Pete Johnson? And he would end up with like 14 touchdowns. He was a fantasy player's dream, all on one-yard plunges. Because when they got around the goal line, they would just put this guy in. It was like, running any huge back in that spot that could not be stopped, like running Fridge Perry in that spot. But, yeah, to keep him in a ball game then after that, that was really weird and just struck me as kind of odd, especially since early in the game, Tua was rolling and you wanted him to get back to that. You're going to always have this guy on the sideline in key moments of games? It's a little bit shaky strategy on the part of Brian Flores. Don't get cute against Bill Belichick. Could have cost him the ball game there. All right, Dolphins are going to the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that. Jason Cole going to join us in this hour. When you say Miami, Luby, you're talking Super Bowl. John Congemi, Dateline Dolphins later on. He'll really have that game dissected, and I think it'll be in greater detail than my notes seem to indicate here, which you're right. I can't read the last few things I wrote down. Except that that was a terrible call. I know it's a rule. How many rules were instituted to protect Tom Brady from making mistakes and or getting hurt? That business about tackling a guy below the knees, a quarterback, and the Dolphins, you know, it nearly cost them, huh? Terrible call on that sack of Matt Jones, who went down, but the guy was practically falling down.
He grabbed his feet. He didn't hit him at the knee. He didn't hit him. In the knee, he grabbed his foot. Like, what do you want a guy to do? You want him to just stay, lay there and, okay, Mac, just throw it. Just throw it, my friend.
Sorry, Mac. I didn't count enough Mississippi.
Exactly.
I just went Mississippi. All right, coming back with more in a moment. Jason Colin, it's 8 o'clock hour. Things flying along here. Peel yourself off the mat Monday, the ALT Depot Show, presented by Destination Sport Miami. You can dial us up if you want those tickets at 866-801-0940. What tickets for the Buffalo game? No, for the Exotica, the largest adult event in the United States dedicated to love and sex. That's taking place the 17th through the 19th at the Airport Convention Center. That's right. Come on down to the Airport Convention Center. We've got pro wrestling tonight. No, we have the Exotica Conference and Expo, and that's going to be great. If you want those tickets, give us a call, 866-801-0940. The Greek called them all. He'll be coming your way at 3 o'clock. Marlins baseball tonight. Marlins needing 11-8 to complete the deal Volkswagen run for 71. Maybe we can go on an 11-game winning streak and just make it easy. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Not too early to start that kind of thing going there, Marlins. So tonight against Washington, the team that's in last place, looking up at the Marlins in the standings. It's 8:03.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.